Good morning. It is Saturday, September the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know, normally on Saturdays, we've been in a long pattern now of sharing Holy Spirit stories. But I want to keep reminding you that the Word of God has dictated another path for us with Exodus. Exodus, we're doing all 40 chapters over the course of 14 weeks, which meant we were going to need 6 days a week just to begin to cover the breadth of it. We'll never plumb the depths of it, but we've made a plan to bring our Holy Spirit stories back during October on the Sundays. We've been doing Psalms on Sundays, and in October we'll be bringing some Holy Spirit stories to you on Sundays, and we're finding our way. We want to stay nimble and agile and pliable in the hands of the Lord. We believe He's leading us. We appreciate you bearing with us. We know a lot of you are missing these stories on Saturdays, so we're working on a plan to bring them back, and they're with us for the long haul for sure. Anyway, it is Saturday, and we're going to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Just as the Lord Had Said. What does real repentance look like? And you probably noticed by now, but every day's title actually begins with words that come right out of the text. Our text today, see if you can listen for the title, is chapter 8 of Exodus, verse 15, Hear Now the Word of the Lord. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We come now to the dreaded plagues. As I ponder these 10 plagues which occur between chapters 7 and 11, there's an observation I would like to test with you. I observe a behavioral phenomenon in Pharaoh's response to the plagues that I believe illuminates a broken pattern in human nature in the midst of a crisis situation. Here's the pattern. Number one, plague comes. Number two, Pharaoh agrees to relent and release the Israelites. Number three, plague stops. Number four, Pharaoh reverts to his former recalcitrance. And number five, rinse and repeat. Here's an example of what I reference. This is Exodus chapter 9, 27 and 28. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron. This time I have sinned, he said to them. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord, for we have had enough thunder and hail. I will let you go. You don't have to stay any longer. Now watch what happens next, verse 34. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials hardened their hearts. It's tempting to characterize Pharaoh's response as a change of heart. It even appears to be confession and repentance. Once the plague relents, though, he reverts to his former posture. He has not changed at all. He merely responded to a crisis in what seemed to him as an expedient solution. After each plague, we see the same pattern. What if this is the definition of hard-heartedness? The refusal to see repentance through to real change. A hard-hearted person will respond to disaster just like everyone else. They want relief. The difference is a hard-hearted person will not ultimately change. They simply readjust. When they go back to their old normal, it creates a new normal for everyone else. Because I refuse to change, other people are forced to adjust to the conditions created by my hard heart. Note how costly Pharaoh's hard-heartedness proves for the people of Egypt. It will result in enormous losses, the chief of which will be the death of the firstborn son in every single household. As we struggled our way through COVID-19 some years back, we felt ourselves under a plague. It passed. The question is, did we change temporarily and then seamlessly shift into the new normal? Or did we attune our lives to the ways God was calling us to repent and realign with His kingdom going forward? That's the interesting thing about the new normal, isn't it? It's usually just another rendition of the old normal. I guess the kingdom itself is what we might call the not the new normal, but the new creation. I guess the question I'm asking has to do with awakening. Sometimes we confuse waking up with hitting the snooze bar. The alarm of crisis goes off and it registers, yet we all too easily hit the snooze bar for another 9 minutes of sleep. We sort of woke up, but not really. I'm afraid that's how it is with these situations, like we can find ourselves in right now. The alarm can be deafening, and yet we somehow find a way to hit snooze until the next one. What if the matter of hard-heartedness is not as simple as comparing oneself to the obvious example of an ancient abusive pharaoh? What if the more subtle symptom of hard-heartedness is waking up just enough to push the snooze bar and then back to the slumber of the old normal? We've been through this enough now to know it is likely to happen again. How many new normals must we adjust to before saying enough? We've seen it happen too many times now to think anything will change unless we actually change in a sustained way. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Here's what I think it comes down to. When the tough times of Plan B arise, the thing we most want is relief. God is looking for people who want Him. That's what Plan A is all about. It's not a temporary relief strategy. It is the sustained presence of Almighty God in our midst. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you decree a season of exodus over me, over my family, my church, my loved ones, my town, my nation. I receive your deliverance from my deep-rooted tendency to simply want relief from symptoms or escape from problems. I receive your deliverance into a heart that wants you alone. At least I want to want you more. Teach my heart to understand that exodus is not relief from symptoms, but a cure for the deep-seated disease in me of sin and death. Deliver me from symptom management and lead me to the deep cure only your sustained presence brings. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. And for our journal prompts today, how about you? I know you want relief from the problems and pains of Plan B. Here's what I want to ask you and myself. Do you really want God? How much? And when was the last time you told him this? We're going to sing here in a minute, classic hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. It's number 343 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. But, I find myself really challenged today by this text. It's like God knows. He knows how broken our hearts are. And just as the Lord had said, I mean, it's predictable, right? We run into some kind of a problem we can't handle, some kind of a crisis that we have, or it's in our family, or could be even something that strikes a whole community or nation. And we're, in those moments, it's pretty quick to our knees. We're pretty quick to write special prayers and call for days of prayer and call for fasting. And, the thing about all that is that it's not a wrong thing to cry out to God for help. But that doesn't really regularly lead to real change. The Lord helps us. He delivers us. He takes us out of the real problem, right? He takes us out of Egypt. But then we discover that the problem all along is that Egypt had actually gotten into us. It wasn't just a situation, a set of circumstances, a crisis, a hard hard moment. It was actually the condition of our heart. And he actually has to take Egypt out of us. And the way that that happens It's not a behavior management program. It's the wholeness of Jesus displacing the brokenness of our own inner man, inner woman, that we actually have to have him, his presence, his person. It's not just his help, it's actually himself. And that takes us from the place of, like, I just need God to, I want God. Takes us from that hymn, I need thee every hour, to the hymn we're about to sing, have thine own way, Lord. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. And guys, there's a real simple path here. This is not complicated. But we're so prone to stay in the ruts when he's calling us to a new path. And the path is like, I want you, Lord. I want you. I need you, but I just want you to know that the deepest desire of my heart is for you to dwell with me, in me, through me, for me. That's plan A, right? In the garden, union with God. That's where he's wanting, because that's the crazy thing, guys. It's beautiful. God wants us. He wants us. And he wants us to want him. Now, before I slip off into a rock and roll song, let's just sing our hymn today. Four verses. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see. Christ only always living in me. Amen. That's it right there. That's the prayer. Well, it's one we can go out singing today on this Saturday. But just remember the root prayer. Right? It's not help me, it's have me. And if we can get right down to the ground of an altar today and just let our heart become open to the Lord and those words come forth from our mouth, have me, Lord Jesus. All of me for all of you. And then you'll hear him whisper back, all of me for all of you. That's that last line of the hymn, isn't it? Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. The only path to our truest self is the path of being filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus Christ. And it's available to us always, right now, here, today, now. Listen, grab your seeds. We got to hit the fields. It's Saturday. Different fields, same seeds. I'll see you out there for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.